I'm Dan Klefstad. A federal judge ordered three Illinois prison officials to read transcripts from a lawsuit that accuses the state prison system of mistreating transgender people. Judge Nancy Rosenstengel says she's concerned the Department of Corrections is not taking the plaintiff's complaints seriously. Rosenstengel also ordered IDOC to revamp its procedures dealing with transgender people, including training for employees and avoiding cross-gender strip searches. The Champaign News-Gazette reports prison officials are expected to submit a progress report by January 22nd. Recreational cannabis has been legal in Illinois for just under a week, and the state estimates customers already bought several million dollars worth of the product. But Sam Dunklaw reports the legal industry is just getting started.
By May of this year, a state agency will hand out up to 75 new dispensary licenses. Expect another 110 licenses by next December. An important note, not all of those will be up and running by that point. Then there's cultivation centers, where cannabis is grown under strict control. Several dozen more operations will be licensed by next summer. Pam Althoff represents the cannabis industry. She says Illinois officials and industry reps worked closely on that timeline.
We're going to watch. We're going to see what happens. It was not done without a great deal of thoughtful conversation.
Illinois students will also be able to take courses to learn how to work in the cannabis industry at 8 community colleges starting in the fall. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
A warm, dry December capped a cold and wet year in Illinois. State climatologist Trent Ford says last month's temperatures were well above the long-term average across the state.
Daily high temperatures regularly reached into the 60s in central and southern Illinois, and a station in Pope County hit 70 degrees on December 29th. Between December 20th and 31st, over 100 daily maximum temperature records were broken across the state, including a station in Kane County besting its previous Christmas Day record high temperature by 10 degrees.
Ford says short-term outlooks indicate elevated odds of warmer than normal weather persisting through January. Long-term outlooks show normal conditions from February through May. One of the five police officers wounded last year in a workplace shooting that left five dead has retired from the Aurora Police Department. Officer James Zieger was among a group of officers who entered the Henry Pratt Company warehouse February 15th. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A federal government will require oil refiners to use just over 20 billion gallons of renewable fuel next year. It's a slight increase, but the biofuels industry says it breaks a deal that was made with President Donald Trump. For Harvest Public Media, Grant Gerlach has more.
In September, Corn Belt lawmakers said the president agreed to make up for waivers that allow some oil refineries to use less ethanol and biodiesel. The EPA says it is restoring that lost demand, but it will use the refinery waivers recommended by the Department of Energy, which is often a smaller number than what is actually granted by the EPA. Monty Shaw, head of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, says that goes against what President Trump agreed to, but he says the White House appears to be going along with it.
Unfortunately, President Trump turned his back on providing certainty for farmers and instead granted the EPA the leeway to do what they wanted to do in the future.
The EPA says it's committed to following DOE recommendations going forward, so it will be an accurate way to account for lost demand. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Grant Gerlach.
A new state law makes it easier for child advocacy centers to record forensic interviews. This is where victims of potential maltreatment are given a chance to speak about their experience in a non-threatening environment. The interview can then be used as a statement by social services and others involved in the child's case. Holly Pfeiffer is director of the DeKalb County Child Advocacy Center. She says the recorded interviews previously required consent. As of January 1st, the advocacy centers don't have to have consent to conduct the interview. I'm Jennifer Fuller.